Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. 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 Why should you want to know?
Well, let me tell you. It is the Belmont Buzz in Belmont County, and that is Belmont County Hoof and Paw. We'll get to all the details about this, but our very special guest here in studio is Julie Lara. She is the treasurer of Belmont County Hoof and Paw. And Julie, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate you coming in here. We invited you here because you're trying to raise money for this organization. I know you've been hit really, really bad with the Psycho Sanderson system. And they've really caused some damage. So give us a little background here on first, who's Julie Larish? You a Valley girl?
I was originally born and raised here, and then I left for about 20 years, and I came back.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Glencoe.
In Glencoe, yeah. Right, you know, yeah. Tina? By any chance?
Yes, I do.
Isn't she great?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's she's wonderful. Yes. She really is. And the community center, when she was in charge of that thing, I mean, Tina's, she's wonderful. So where'd you go to school?
I went to St. Clairsville.
Oh, really?
Yes.
St. Mary's or the public school?
Public school.
Yes. Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So you've been back now here in Belmont County for how long?
13 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Seems like only yesterday.
I know it does. Yes, it does. Yes.
And you live in Jacobsville?
I live in Jacobsville, which is not too far from Glencoe. Yeah, okay. I moved close to my mother until she passed, and I've lived in that area for the last 13 years.
What is it with you and big animals?
The bigger the dog, the better. The bigger the horse, the better. Yeah, I love the big animals.
What's the biggest dog you've ever seen?
Probably my Mastiffs.
Really?
Yeah. I've got a bull mastiff. Well, she just went to the vet, and she's huge. She came in skin and bones, but now everybody goes, she's a little over fat. That's okay. We like them over fat.
That's good. I saw a picture. I don't know if you even know about this dog. On Twitter, Facebook, I don't know where. It was the craziest damn thing I've ever seen. This dog was, what was they calling it? It was huge. Very hairy.
A Tibetan Mastiff.
That's it.
I would love to have a Tibetan.
That thing was like something out of a movie. I couldn't believe the size of this thing. It was scaring away a pack of wolves.
Yes, they are huge.
What?
They are huge. I would love to have a Tibetan. I do have a Kangor. And
well, you can get some medicine for that. You can just go to Respect's Pharmacy and put a little dab on. It should be okay.
Yes, I've got a Kangor, and he's probably actually bigger than my Mastiff. Yeah, he's
a Kangor.
Well, it's like a Anatolian Shepherd. The Anatolian Shepherd is more of a herding dog that stays. It's like a Pyrenees, but it's bigger than a Pyrenees. It almost looks like a wolf.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the Kangor, which is the brother to it. It's basically both of them are turkey bred type dog, and the Kangor is more of a human protector.
Oh.
And let me tell you, there's nobody that comes near my room except for maybe my daughter. Nobody comes near my room because he stays in my room, and then he has access to the front of the house and the front. He has a front yard all to himself. He has a little mate in there with him. Huge dog.
How big is he?
He stands at least up to my waist. Oh. And he looks like almost like a husky.
No.
But he's got the shepherd look too, and he's just gorgeous. His name is Bruno. He's been trained. He doesn't leave my side.
He doesn't bite people.
I'm not going to say that.
Uh-oh.
We have not had an incident of him biting, but I think if anybody were to actually come after me, I guarantee he's going to take somebody out.
Wow. Jeez Louise.
He only lets one man around him, and it took that man, he's a good friend of mine, Mike Flowers, and it took him a year to make friends with my dog. And he's the only guy that can put him on a leash and take him for a walk.
You got to be kidding
me. No, it took him a year a year of going in, sitting with him, holding out a treat until he would come and get it and not be afraid of him. But him and Mike have bonded, and that's probably the only. But even Mike said, if it ever came down to it, because I was clear down the road by my trailers and I yelled for Bruno, and he ripped Mike right off his feet. He's like, he said, I guarantee if somebody came after you, they would not stand a chance on that
my
dog.
My goodness gracious.
Gorgeous dog, though. Gorgeous dog. But I can call him off. Like, if he goes, to like go after somebody, I can instantly call him and he's right back to my side. He's very well trained.
My goodness, good for you, good for you. What's the strangest animal you've ever saved? Because you like big animals, you know, you like livestock, you like horses, you like elephants, you like blue whales, I don't know what you like. What's the biggest one you've ever saved?
The biggest one I've ever saved?
Or the most interesting, let's put it that way. The most interesting.
Probably we had to go into a house and get some snakes, a skank, a bearded dragon, a turtle.
The skank owned the house?
Well, the skank was a small reptilian.
Oh,
yes.
I thought I'm thinking about different skanks. I think I dated one of them or two. In any event, so snakes and all that. Holy
yeah,
cow.
Yeah, yeah. We've had to take some
snakes. Were they poisonous snakes?
No, ball pythons. Yeah.
Well, they can just squeeze you to death,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they can squeeze you to death, but these ones were small ones, so we were okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We've had some interesting calls. Just the other night, I got called out to take a possum out from an older lady's underneath her sink.
A possum underneath her sink?
Yeah, she was under the. He was under the sink, and
it just. How did a possum get underneath the sink?
Well,
we have a sink, for God's sake.
She lives in a trailer in the country, and underneath the sink was getting wet, and it's got a hole under there, and the possum got up underneath her sink. So
possums are actually very nice.
Yes,
I'm told they're very, very good for controlling bad pests and all that kind of stuff.
They eat ticks. So if you've got dogs, it's not bad to have possums around, and possums typically will not fight back. Like, I've got one that eats cat food with my cats.
Oh.
And I've walked in to go feed the cats, because we have barn cats, and I walked in to feed them, and sure enough, there's this big thing in my cat food container looking up at me like, hey, I've got my meal, you go somewhere else, you know? So, yeah, we've had some interesting calls.
I'll bet. So why did you start Belmont County Hoof and Paw? You're the treasurer. President is Deborah. Is that her name?
Deborah Brownfield,
Deborah
yes.
Brown, okay. And last time you were here, you brought Tracy, you brought Amber Bowen with
you. Yeah, Amber Bowen's our
secretary. So why is she not back here today?
She's on her way.
What was so gosh darn important that she couldn't be here on time with you?
Well, we had a dog that had to go get neutered this morning.
Oh.
All
right, I'll give her a break then. give her a pass, a hall pass on that one then. So when did you start Belmont County Hoof and Paw and why?
We started in 2019. I had started assisting the sheriff's office with some livestock rescues and things like that. And we noticed that, our dedicated in law enforcement, and I do say dedicated, are more human crime-oriented and not animal crime-oriented. And it just felt like people were getting away with things. Like the one case I went on, there's over 100 dead animals on this farm.
Ah,
and, you know, it's like, you know, this
man.
And this is like a four-time offender. Like, this is her fourth time in court for this same crime, and it wasn't going anywhere. And it's just like, this can't continue.
Wait a minute. 100 dead animals.
100 dead animals.
But she was in court four times, so she...
Well, she her first time for animal abuse was when she was underage, and then she had two more times that she had got convicted and did very little. And then the fourth time was when I was on the call, had cows chasing me, because we had to get them from a field to a barn. We did have law enforcement helping us load.
What's it like when a cow chases you?
Oh, you run. You run fast.
Why are they chasing you?
Well, we had to get them from the field to the barn, and there was no fencing. So my son said, Mom, pick up that bucket and run. And when I picked up the bucket to run, the cows came and followed me to come in because they wanted that grain. And that was the way we got it.
That was
the year it was really super muddy.
Yeah.
And like, I'm trying to pick up my short little legs out of the mud that's, calf deep. Yes, we've had fun.
I couldn't last one day with you, lady. Forget about the dog. I couldn't even, oh my word. So why is Belmont County unusual when it comes to abuse and neglect of large animals?
Well, what's unusual is most humane societies don't deal with large animals. They only do the dogs and cats, where we do dogs, cats, and livestock. We started out in livestock. B Carl had the dogs and cats. We were happy with that. We loved on the livestock, the big animals and things like that. Since B Carl has since gone away, we are now doing the dogs, which is our primary because there are so many dogs being abused right now.
My goodness gracious.
Yeah, especially with the cold weather coming on. It's like people should have enough sense to go make sure, don't put blankets in, don't put hay in, put straw in, put wood chips in, something that actually keeps the dogs warm. If it comes out, put a little bit more in.
Say that again. You're talking about outdoor dogs.
Outdoor dogs, yeah.
Why do they have outdoor dogs in the middle of winter? Aren't they freezing?
Yes, they are freezing. Yeah.
Why are they outdoors?
And that's our problem.
Why not bring them inside? What am I missing here?
Well, there are some dogs, like a Pyrenees, a lot of times does not want to be inside. Or a Husky sometimes does not want to be inside because they're guard dogs. They need to be on the porch. They need to be somewhere where they can actually guard the house. We had one dog a couple of years ago that I had gotten numerous calls on that the dog was actually tied to the front porch with no shelter. Well, if I look to the side of the house, there's this dog box. So I questioned the people and talked about it. Well, here, the dog wasn't even tied up. Like, the dog wouldn't let me to the door. The people came outside. The dog wasn't going to let me to the door because it's guarding an autistic child inside.
Oh, wow.
So there's some dogs that just don't want to be inside. They've been bred for that.
So what exactly, for our listeners who have outdoor dogs, mm-hmm. what do they need to do right now with this cold weather?
Right now, they need to get straw or wood chips in their boxes.
Straw or wood chips.
Yeah, don't do blankets. Blankets get wet, then they freeze, then they're on ice. Don't get hay because it retains water. And it freezes, and then they're back on ice. So if you get straw, it seems to keep the water away. Wood chips is really good because they can go in and out. And then people say, well, they pulled it out of their box. Yeah, but that's not a bad thing because if they pull it onto the ground, that protects their paws from actually hitting the ground.
Wow.
So, jeez. You know, there's things you can do to keep your dogs warm outside.
How do you give them water, like you giving them water, when the temperature is below 32 degrees?
You just have to keep up with going out with warm water and giving them warm water all the time. Another way you can do it is if you dig a hole in the ground and you line it with straw and then put your bucket down in, it'll help keep the water from freezing faster. But you still got to check that water 2 and 3 times a day.
How many animals do you take care of right now on your farm? Or your rancher, or your
property. Okay, I have 18 cattle. I have 29 horses. I have over 35 rescue dogs. And I have my own 10 dogs. And I have barn cats. And a possum.
How do you find time to come on Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local and talk with me? It's got to be 24/7 for you with this.
It is 24/7, and that's what I don't think a lot of people understand.
Okay, we're going to talk about that, and also this very important period of giving money to help Belmont County Hoof and Paw, especially in light of everything that this poor woman has been put through. Stay tuned.